1, 2, 3.
KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Playoffs? What talk about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
It's playoffs, baby! Welcome to week number 8 in the books. High school football. Jeff Honnold here with you in the New Way Auto Group. I keep wanting to say New Way Forward. New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. We got the boss in here. Perfect song leading us into it. Danger Zone. We're definitely in the danger zone when I'm running this ship.
Yeah, I was really expecting, the choo-choo tonight and the train wreck, but,
Oh, it's early.
You did
I got
a good
her yet.
Job.
I got her yet. We'll still train wreck this baby.
I was hollering at you early on, but it didn't matter.
Well, you don't mess with my system. I got a system. Usually I forget to hit record button. I had that when I started
that. You did that early. I double-checked it.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it helped that we got a lot of scores in early.
Yes.
Interesting night of football, wet night.
Yes. Glad I didn't have to sit outside in this.
Yeah, I called Nick Brinks earlier, teasing him, I think right before you called him, and said, I hope you brought your woolies. And he said, I think I'm inside. So,
yep. Casey and Todd were supposed to be outside, but luckily they got moved indoors tonight.
So, that'd have been a rough one. But we'll go ahead and get some scores. I'm going to turn Mr. Blankman off. He hadn't been here. So I'll give you the scores we have, and then we'll talk a little playoffs here quick, and then we'll get into all the interviews that we have. So hold on 1 second here. We'll give you Class 3A District 1, and it was the Carroll Tigers falling 25-6 to highly ranked Sioux Center. So that pretty well ends Carroll's chances of playoffs. They'll play next week with a good shot of getting a win against Boyden Hall Rock Valley, but again, that won't matter. Helan wins 34-14 over Sergeant Bluff Luton, and we're waiting for a final on MOC and Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Class 2A District 8, Kemper remains undefeated in the district, 28-0 over Southeast Valley. And the as you heard Jeff Blankman do the call here on KCIM. Roland Story wins 49-0 over Saydell. We're still trying to get the final on Greene County and Des Moines Christian. I'm sure that's a final, but Des Moines Christian was winning that, but we haven't caught that one yet. Class 1A District 2, it was East Sac County. They're in. They beat Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 13-6. Emmitsburg all over Manson Northwest Webster 54-6. And Pocahontas area squeaks by Eagle Grove 12-0. Class A District 7, Earlham in a surprising win, 52-14 over South Central Calhoun. That's a concerning win to me.
It is, and the reason why is that in the conversation I had with Coach Case, leading into that, they've struggled this year against teams that want to be physical and run right at them, and that's what Earlham does, and it sounds like just by looking at the score that they had success with that tonight.
Kind of a surprise. It's a finesse Coach Case team, and that's not what you're used to, and I don't know if he really enjoys that, but we'll hear from Coach Case here shortly. It was Loma defeating IKM Manning 31-21. Now, I think they're still, is IKM Manning, they still got a shot there, right?
They needed Riverside to knock off Panorama. I don't know if you have that
Riverside
final yet.
Wins 62-12.
Okay, so IKM Manning should, I think, get in with that. I'll have to double-check my thoughts here, and look at the rest of the standings. But they needed Panorama to lose.
Surprising one, too, a big loss,
yep.
Sir. And then ACGC 41-0 over Southwest Valley. An eight-man, Boyer Valley squeaks by Arweva 27-20, so that'll make it really tough on Arweva. I think they're out, but there's a chance with RPI, so we'll take a peek at that.
They only take two, though, at larges,
and I don't know
if they're going to get in with that.
I think that one's going to be tough. Remsen St. Mary's wins by forfeit over West Harrison, so they win 1-0. We're still waiting on Newell Fonda, Siouxland Christian, and East Mills and Woodbine. Eight-man District 9, Audubon. Boy, they clinch it 42-26 over Baxter, so they're in. Glidden Ralston wins 62-16, so they're the number two over St. Edmunds, so they're in. Coon Rapids Baird wins 34-20 over Colonesco, questionable if they're in. And Collins Maxwell defeats East Union 22-16. So the problem is Baxter and Coon Rapids Baird tie. Baxter beat Coon Rapids Baird. Now you're waiting on RPI to see if they have enough.
Yeah, and at 3-5, it's going to be tough. They needed some other things to happen and stuff. What was the Booyer Valley Arweva final tonight?
Booyer Valley Arweva, 27-20, so that was close.
Okay, so one of the things they needed, I think, was Arweva to lose by 7 or more. So
there's
they
one
lost
of them.
By 7, so that was just one of the many things that they needed. The other one of the things that would have certainly helped would have been St. Edmund winning tonight, but that didn't happen. And good for Glidden, because Glidden, that keeps them on a roll heading into the postseason.
So we'll go through it here quick. Class A, District 7, so the top four go. ACGC's in at 6-0. South Central Calhoun falls to third at 4-2. Earlham's at 4-2, and IKM Manning's at 3-3.
So it should be
so
them
they should
four
be, they're in because Panorama lost. They're 2-4. So IKM Manning's in at 3-3. So congratulations.
And deserving so.
Absolutely. What a great win for them. Class 3A District 1, top two and four at large. With Carroll falling now, they're out. So it'll be Sioux Center at 4-0. Helan's now 3-1. MOC Floyd Valley, we're waiting on. Carroll is at 1-3. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at 2-2. And
Boyden Hall,
we're waiting on that
one.
Yep. So Class A District, Class 2A District 8, Kemper 5-0. They win. They're 6th in the RPI, so they're definitely in. Roland Story won, so they're 4-1. They're in, and I believe Des Moines Christian, so they'd be in. And
what's the records of everybody else? Means you have it and I don't have
it. Okay, you got 5-0 Kemper. You got 4-1 Roland Story.
Those two are in.
I believe Des Moines Christian won at 3-2.
Okay.
And then the fourth one would be Southeast Valley at 2-3, unless Greene County happens to win. So
okay.
And Acadel's 0-5.
Southeast Valley beat Greene County, so they would go
in. Yeah, so
Greene
County's
County.
Out. And that once they got that injury on the quarterback, they're pretty well out. Class 1A, District 2, top four go. Emmitsburg, 5-0, they're in. Manson-Northwest Webster is going to be 3-2. Pocahontas area is 3-2. ESAC is 2-3. Sioux Central's 2-3, but I believe ESAC
will go because
so
they beat Sioux Central
tonight.
They'll be
the number
they'll
four
be the four
seed.
Seed.
So
yep.
Congratulations to them, they're in. Eight-man, top three. District 1, top three go. So that would be Remsen at 6-0. Woodbine is 4-2. Boyer Valley's 4-2. And Arweva's going to be 3-3. And Newell Fond is 3-3.
Yep.
So they're going to be odd man out there in number four.
Unless they can get in with one of those two at-larges. I think that's going to be really difficult, but there is still a slim chance.
And then eight-man District 9 top three go. Audubon, 6-0. Glidden-Ralston, 5-1. Baxter, 3-3. Coon Rapids, 3-3. Colonesco 2-4, St. Edmunds 2-4, and Collins Maxwell 0-7.
So it should be Baxter because they upended the Coon Rapids Baird head to head, and that was a game that Coon would love to have back because that was a game that I think they let get away.
You know, we talked about that at the time. You need a little sound to you there, deaf boy.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Blankman's reaching over. So we're across from each other in the studio. He's on the other side of the glass. He reaches clear over and turns his headphones up. Because
I turned the headphone over here completely up, still couldn't hear you.
That's because you're deaf. About kills me when we're broadcasting. But, you know, we talked about that game one when they were playing that Saturday game. That here they are playing late. And Baxter they played a week early.
That wasn't the Baxter game. That was Turkey Valley.
Correct. But Baxter played the week before the Turkey Valley game, had the whole week to prepare for Coon, plus rested. So they had a game under the belt. Had to, and Coon's coming off a short week because they played on Saturday and then coming back on Friday and playing. I think looking back at that, that was a big difference in that game where Coon got a little nicked up, weren't quite healed up. Baxter got a whole week of prep. That's a big deal week one, week two.
It is. The only thing I will also say is in listening to coaches' interviews throughout the season, every time they would get beat, it was, we did this to hurt ourselves, we did this to hurt ourselves, we did this to hurt ourselves, we did this to hurt ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
They lost a lot of games, not just the Baxter game. They lost a lot of games that they felt they should have won, and they kept making those same mistakes that cost them
those first
games.
Couple weeks. Yes. You know, that Turkey Valley game, they had that, you know, under a chance to control that and lost it. And the Baxter, I think, same. But, you know, game, you know, what we talked about, week one, week two, there's a lot of growing going on there.
Yep.
And to have an extra week of practice and rest, that's a big deal. So let's talk about next week, Friday night, October 20th, Boyden Hall Rock Valley at Carroll, pregame 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KCIM with...
Yep, I'll have that call.
Now, chances of being some adjustments, but Kemper will play their playoff game somewhere. They'll be the host.
There's three possibilities in talking to Kemper today. Now, the state sets it that the playoff game would have to be the second game. So that means somehow Carroll would have to move their game to the early game, and it sounds like maybe Boyden Hall doesn't want to do that. There's still some discussion. Hopefully there'll be some wiggle room there, and maybe they can get that done. Then they would play a doubleheader, and I would just do both games. I would do the Carroll game first, and then we'd take a little break and go into the Kemper game. I don't think that's probably going to happen. So if Kemper,
and again,
goes,
that's not Carroll. Carroll's willing to do it. It's, you know, Boyden Hall's going to
potentially.
They would have to, Boyden Hall to do that would have to leave almost midday.
Right. Yep.
Or you know, basically they're going to miss a whole day of school.
Yeah. Probably around noon or earlier.
Which, you know, when I was back in high school, that's what we did. So.
Yep. If they go east tomorrow morning, they're going to play at Panorama. They've already got kind of a thing discussed with Panorama. That's where they would host. If they go north, they're going to go back to BV and stuff. So, so those are the three potential locations that right now that Kemper could play next week.
So the Kemper game will be on. That's for sure. It'll be
guaranteed.
Covered.
Yep.
And then there'll be one other playoff game or. You know, who knows with you? You might even figure out an internet deal. You never know. It just kind of depends on broadcasters.
It's going to be tough. We're low on crew of people to be able to go do those things. So
I'm really
just going to say three.
Yep.
We'll have three broadcasts. I will have to wait till the pairings come out tomorrow. And then what I'll do is I got to figure out press box space. Are we going to be in a press box? Do we have phone line? What's the matchup?
Do you have internet?
Do we have internet? Do we have phone line? There's tons of things. Like tonight, we went over to Bowyer Valley at Arweva, and we had some broadcast issues because I don't want to call out any cell phone service, but one of them doesn't come in very over there.
Neither one worked very good.
Yeah, and stuff. So you run into those situations. So everybody that thinks it's easy to pick because you should just be able to pick this game or this game, it's there is a ton of things. I've got people that have full-time jobs that don't work for us that help us out. Where can they get to? You know, and stuff. So I've got to look at the pairings tomorrow, and then I've got to go through all of the different things and figure out what our third game is going to be.
You'll spend all day on it.
I've got to have it wrapped up as quickly as I can.
No, I know, but you'll be messing with it all day and just getting things lined up. And on the internet side, so there's the way that he can do it. I know he did the ESAC game on internet only, but there's only about two or three of us that know how to run that equipment.
Well, and you got to have internet at the football field. There's only a couple of locations that we have that
correct.
We know we have good internet, and most of the places don't have good internet. So I'm taking the internet option, and we're not even looking at it, so don't bring it up again.
So you can't, but I'm just going to tell you, you can't hotspot it because it's too much. It takes too much volume to do it.
And
so,
we need the hotspots for the other places.
And you don't have a crew because I'm on here, so unless you find somebody that could run this side of it, we really don't have anybody left to do this. So
It's a numbers thing.
You're running out of bodies.
Yep. We need about 10 more of us.
You need some good people.
Yeah.
I mean, you're down to me running the show. That's pretty bad.
And that scares
me. It is scary. I know I started this thing, but I mean, I was kind of shutting my brain off. But we are going to, first of all, we need to thank Hy-Vee. Boy,
yes.
I tell you what, Lonnie's been taking care of us all year out there. But Hy-Vee's providing the food for our New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. They even take care of the broadcast crews as they come back. And I see Jim over there eating right now, so he's enjoying it. Check out Hy-Vee for their daily deals and stop by Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh for your fuel needs. We're having, looks like there's Ritz crackers and we got a little meat and cheese tray
going.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's going down pretty good. Well,
Lonnie's a legend for a reason.
He is the
and
legend.
And when you stop into Fast and Fresh, if he's in there in the morning and you got to catch him early, because that guy gets out of bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning and goes into work. But you got to catch him early. Ask him about the statue down in Manning.
The statue of the legend Lonnie. We're going to step away. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Case on his loss.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight is the head man at South Central Calhoun Titans, Brian Case. The Titans fell tonight to Earlham 52-14, and Coach, not really kind of the way you wanted that game going in the playoffs to be, but you said you were up early, so kind of give us a synopsis of how things went.
Yeah, it was just kind of up and down. That's kind of the way our season's been. That's kind of the way our team has shown up to games this year, to be honest with you, Jim. So, you know, we started out, you know, up 7-0 after the end of the first quarter, after the very first, our first offensive series, and thought things were going really well, but then they came right back down the field and they scored. They missed their extra points, so we're still up 7-6, but then after that point, we didn't score again until about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Otherwise, it was all Earlham after that. They did a great job of executing their offense. They ran downhill ass. You know, they had 477 yards rushing compared to our 77 yards rushing. We threw the ball for 131. They threw it for 75 yards. But, you know, give credit where credit is due. Earlham came in here. We knew that it was going to be a game where the winner was going to be second place and host in the playoffs and so forth. And, you know, they came in and did what they needed to do in order to take that away from us. So, give credit where credit is due. They played really well. They were coached really well. They did an outstanding job. So, congrats to Earlham.
I got a quick question. Not knowing anything about Earlham, You kind of talked one of the last times I talked after you played West Hancock. Were they similar? I mean, were they big? Were they strong? I mean, fast? Were they? I mean, rushing for 400 some odd yards. I mean, their linemen must have just.
Yeah, Jim. They were just good. I mean, they were good up front, and they reminded me an awful lot of West Hancock as far as what they try to do offensively. Yeah, they probably run 4 or 5 plays, but what they do really well. They run foot-to-foot splits, not huge linemen up front, but strong linemen. They understand pad level. They understand leverage. They get off the ball. The running backs, follow their blocks and so forth, and they did a great job of just running through tackles tonight, to be honest with you. I mean, we had a lot of missed tackles, and credit, again, their running backs. We thought that we'd have them stopped, you know, 2 or 3 times, and all of a sudden they're out in space and running for a touchdown. So, again, give credit where credit is due. I thought that they did a nice job that way. But, yeah, they just executed. They came downhill at us. They run a spinner series. But really, I mean, they ran power. They ran a little ISO, and they ran some sweep-type stuff, and we just could not stop it all night long.
You know, that is kind of a tough thing to do. I mean, if they don't have to be fancy, they don't have to be, well, I don't know what I want to say, but they don't have, as long as they execute what they want to do, they'll have success, won't they?
That's the way it is with any offense, any defense. I mean, if you have the kids that buy into the scheme, I mean, any schematics are good as long as you have the kids that are buying into it, they understand it, and they just go out and execute it. So, I mean, as far as what they did, I mean, they just kept running play after play after play, the same play after play, and we tried to make some adjustments. I mean, defensively, I think we threw 4 different defenses at them with some different personnel out there and so forth, and they just kept doing what they wanted to do out there, and they did a nice job with it. So, yeah, I mean, every offense is a good offense. Every defense is a good defense as long as you have the kids buying into it and going out and executing it the way it's supposed to be executed. You just didn't, you know, they played physical football tonight, and we didn't answer the call.
Okay, so, all right, you know you're going to play next week. You don't know who, what, or where until tomorrow. So what are you thinking that what you need to try to accomplish to get ready for next Friday night?
Well, Jim, we have good kids over here. We do. We have some pretty good athletes over here. But for me, the frustrating part of this whole thing is just not knowing which team's going to show up every Friday night. You know, last week we played with an awful lot of energy, and this week we came out flat for whatever reason. You know, with a number two seed on the line and home field advantage on the line, we came out and we didn't play very well. But last week we did. So, I mean, like I even told the kids at halftime, I was like, I just don't know which team is going to show up. And some of those things are the frustrating things for me as a coach. You know, we like I said, we have good kids. We have 13 seniors on this team. Tonight was their last time playing on this football field ever, and they know that. But hopefully, you know, we'll go into the playoffs, and just depending on who we play and so forth, I mean, maybe we can get on a roll and see what happens. Again, I mean, we're hoping that our team that's going to play excited and wants to be there shows up next Friday night and gives ourselves a chance.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, good luck to you, and I hope that the team that's fired up, ready, and executes shows up for you, and you get a win and get to play the next week.
I'm with you, Jim. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Hey, that's been Brian Case, the head man of the South Central Calhoun Titans.
Take your brand to the next level with Toploft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Toploft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Toploft in downtown Carroll.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Week 8 in the books. Carroll High has one more game to go, but everybody else is going to the playoffs. So there we go. We'll give you scores right now. 3A, Class 3A, District 1. Carroll falls to Sioux Center 25-6. Heland wins over Sergeant Bluff Luton 34-14. Still working on the final on MOC Floyd Valley and Boyden Hall. Class 2A, District 8, Kemper goes undefeated in District 28-0 over Southeast Valley. Roland Story, 49-0 over Saydell, and it was Des Moines Christian, 34, Greene County, 33. Class 1A, District 2, it was East Sac County, 13, Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, 6, they're in the playoffs. Emmitsburg, 54, Manson, Northwest Webster, 6, and it was Pocahontas Area, 12, Eagle Grove, 0. Class A, District 7, as you heard, Earlham all over South Central Calhoun, 52-14. IKM Manning should be in with that win. They fall 31-21 to Loma, but they had the deciding factor. They beat, sorry folks, I'm trying to dig around here, but they ended up 3-3, beating Panorama. Panorama's loss, that guarantees them in. So IKM Manning is in the playoffs. Congratulations. ACGC undefeated and looking good in that district, 41-0 over Southwest Valley. Riverside, 62, Panorama, 12. Eight-man District 1, Boyer Valley, 27, Arweva, 20. Outside chance of Arweva making it in on RPI, we'll have to wait and see tomorrow. Remsen St. Mary's wins by forfeit over West Harrison. It was Newell Fonda 12, Siouxland Christian 6, and Woodbine all over East Mills 68-18. In 8-man District 9, Audubon wins the district 42-26. Congratulations. Glidden Ralston 62, St. Edmund 16. That gets them second place. Congratulations to them as well. Coon Rapids Baird 34, Colonesco 20. Outside chance of them getting in by RPI. There had to be a lot of things happen, and some of them fell in place, so we'll see tomorrow. And Collins Maxwell over East Union 22-6. So a lot of interesting things going on. We're going to step away, take another break. We come back, we'll hear from Coach McCarville of ICAM Manning. They lost 31-21.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luke, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me now is the head man of the IKM Manning Wolves, Corey McCarville. The Wolves had a setback tonight to Loma, 31-21 in a non-district game. So, Coach McCarville, give us a little synopsis about the game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Logan's a really good team, and they got off to a fast start. You know, after the first quarter, we were down 18-7. And that really kind of put us behind, but, you know, through the rest of the game, you know, we were able to outscore them, you know, 14-13. You know, it was a really good ball game, fun ball game that you just wanted to watch. Logan started off, getting the ball to open the game, and they went down and scored a touchdown, 5 plays, 60 yards, and, you know, we were able to put together a really impressive drive, right after. Davis Rasmussen had a 31-yard run for a touchdown, and we were tied at 7-7. And then Logan scored 2 more touchdowns in the first quarter. They had a 4-play drive, 51 yards, and then they went for 2 and got it. And then they, you know, we weren't able to continue. We had to punt. And then they had a, you know, real quick drive where they were able to score 5 plays, 32 yards, and another touchdown. We were down 18-7 at that point. And then in the second quarter, Logan scored again on 16 plays, 92 yards. You know, we drove it all the way down and just couldn't get it in. And, you know, we were down 7-24 at that point, and there we really battled from that point on. You know, Ben Ramsey hit Ross Kuzel on a really nice play for a 32-yard touchdown pass. We were down 14-24. And then in the third quarter, we were able to take the opening drive, 4 plays, 56 yards, and it was 21-24, and it was a ball game. And then Logan was able to score a touchdown in the fourth quarter. We had the ball deep in Logan territory a couple times in the fourth quarter, and we just, you know, we had an interception, and we just didn't punch it in, and we had a couple four, you know, we didn't convert on some fourth downs, but I'm really proud of how hard the guys played. They really battled, and, you know, it was a good showing against a really good team.
Well, you know, and that's good that you had a good effort for them because they knew, you couldn't control your destiny. You know, it was in somebody else's hands, but you wanted to come out and play hard and, you know, show and get yourself ready just in case you would get to play next week, which you actually do. So, you know, kudos to them for that. Passing game, running game, which pretty balanced again tonight, or?
Yeah, we were pretty balanced. When we fell behind by so much, unfortunately, the weather conditions, night being wet and cold, windy, wasn't great for passing, but, you know, we were able to, we threw for 184, we ran for 141, you know, we were really balanced there. Ben Langle had 10 rushes for 69 yards, Davis Rasmussen had 7 for 61 and a touchdown, Ben Ramsey won 11 for 23 with 184 yards, 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, but I thought he played really well. Ross Kuzel had 6 passes, Ross Kuzel's caught 6 passes for 98 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Lane Sams had 3 for 66. So, you know, we did some things on the passing game. So, thought we played well.
Well, good. So, you know, I talked to Brian Case just before you, and I asked him, you know, obviously you don't know who you're going to play, You're going to be on the road probably. What kind of things do you think you need or want to work on to get ready for next Friday night?
Well, I was really proud of how our guys played defensively in the second half. And they finally, for the first time in a while, really showed some spirit on the defensive side of the ball. And we held Logan, was really good. We held them to, 7 points in the second half. They only had one touchdown, so that was great for our guys. And really just trying to take that defensive effort, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah, that's what you need come this time of year, don't you think? It's just to have consistency in both your offense and defense, and just go out and let it all out and just play as hard as you can and let things happen.
Yep.
So, all righty. Well, hey, good luck next week, and hope the Wolves come home with a victory, and have a good week of practice, and go get them.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's been Corey McCarville, the head man of the IKM Manning Wolves.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Wow. I'm with him. Playoffs? We are that deep into the year. We're talking playoffs. We have teams that are in, teams that are out. Boy, it's been a quick 8 weeks of football. And, boy, we went from beautiful, hot, semi-cramping up type of games to wet and cold tonight. So we've had it all, but let's go through the scores one more time for you. Sioux Center defeats Carroll 25-6. That'll eliminate Carroll. They do have a game. That'll be on KCIM next week. They're playing Boyd and Hall Rock Valley here at Carroll. Pre-game 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KCIM with Blankman. Could change. We'll let you know. They also will have the Kemper game will be covered. That will be on the air guaranteed, and then one regional team will be covered as well. And Mr. Molitor and myself will have the scoreboard show. We'll be back here next week with 7 teams in the playoffs and potentially more. We will definitely be doing interviews. It was Helan over Sergeant Bluff Luton, 34-14. The last score we had, it's not shown final yet, but MOC Floyd Valley was ahead 22-12 in the fourth quarter. Class 2A District 8, Kemper wins undefeated 28-0 in the district. Congratulations. Des Moines Christian, 34-33 over Greene County. Roland Story blanks Seidel, 49-0. Class 1A District 2, Esack County's in. They get a win, 13-6. That interview coming up with Coach McCullough, but congratulations, Esack. Emmitsburg all over North Manson, Northwest Webster, 54-6. And Pocahontas blanking Eagle Grove, 12-0. Class A, District 7, Earlham defeats South Central Calhoun 52-14. South Central will be in. They are in as the 3 seed, so they'll be on the road. Congratulations to them to make the playoffs. ACGC undefeated in the playoffs, or in the district. They'll be in 41-0. IKM Manning, they're in. They're in as the 4th seed. They got beat by Loma tonight, 31-21. And Riverside all over Panorama, 62-12. 8-man District 1, Boyer Valley defeats Arweva 27-20, making it difficult for Arweva, but not impossible to get in. West Harrison forfeits to Remsen St. Mary's, so St. Mary's will be your champion there. Newell Fonda wins 12-6 over Siouxland Christian, and Woodbine defeats East Mills 68-18. 8-man District 9, Audubon wins the district. Congratulations, 42-26. it was Glidden Ralston winning. They're second in the district. Congratulations as well, 62-16 over St. Ed's. Coon Rapids Barry gets a big win, 34-20 over Colonesco. They have an outside shot at getting in as well. I'm sure Coach Moore in his interview will tell us all the different possibilities for them getting in. And Collins Maxwell, 22-16, winner over East Union. Again, playoff pairings come out in the morning. Mr. Blankman will have that, get it typed up. He'll figure out who he can and can't cover as far as internet and all kinds of different options as far as being able to broadcast. I guess internet's out because there's probably nobody that's going to have internet. So three stations, trying to find broadcast teams, where they can get to, what they'll. He'll work all that out and try to get as many teams covered as we can. And he's kind of flowing with what Kemper ends up doing as well. So a little bit of changes there. Again, we want to thank Hy-Vee for providing food for the crew on this New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. They take care of us here in studio, and then when the broadcast teams come back, they just kind of clean us out. Check Hy-Vee for their daily deals and stop by and check out Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh for all your fuel needs and great food. And thank old Lonnie Miller. Make sure you ask him about his statue down in Manning. We are going to step away, take a break, come back. We're going to hear from Coach Rowetter from CHS Carroll High on their loss.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on KICK 106.7 and 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. I am Nick Brinks, joined by Carroll Tiger head coach Craig Rowetter, enjoying a little bit of a dry spell here up in the booth here. Pretty much rained from about 6 o'clock until after this game ended. Probably not the most fun conditions you've ever been in. I jokingly asked you before the game, do we want the 95-degree weather back from Sioux City 2 weeks ago? And I think we both would say, yeah. But tough loss tonight here at Sioux Center. First half, defense actually played pretty well, I thought, overall. But the offense for you guys really struggled. And it seemed like of the two teams impacted more by weather, you'd probably have to say you guys on offense, the passing game was really impacted by the rain and the wind, it looked like tonight.
Yeah, it was tough conditions, but it was the same for both teams, you know. So it was. I thought we'd probably be able to do a little more of our offense that we rep all week, but with the weather, and we ended up going under center after a couple, two series of not so great snapping conditions, you know. And it was just tough for Carter to get a grip on them. It wasn't the snaps were actually there. It was just tough for him to get a handle on the ball, and especially if we tried throwing it, you know, one of those early interceptions that kind of looked like basically a shot put out there to get the ball off. And so it was tough. But, you know, defense, they, you know, there's just a couple little oopses on blown assignments. And otherwise, you're looking at a really tight game there at half.
I kind of mentioned it during the game and when you came up here. For a lot of this game, it felt, outside of the weather, it felt a lot like that Gilbert game where you guys just really struggled in the first half, went into halftime down, you know, three scores. But if you came out, moved the ball well in the third quarter, and defense made some plays, you guys came out, got a couple quick first downs. Unfortunately, that drive ended in a turnover. Your defense just gave up one touchdown in the second half. So not quite the furious rally late, but what did you guys talk about at halftime, and what were some of the things that were able to work for you coming out of half?
Well, we just kind of made some contingency plans as far as the, you know, with the weather, and we moved. We kind of had originally planned to have Zygmunt out in the slot. Well, that was not really productive. So then we kind of moved Tayden back into a wing back block. And so then we had Zygmunt and Galler both in the backfield when we went under center. Then, of course, it stopped raining for a little bit there in the third, so after halftime. So then we came out and we could do some of our gun stuff. But it was just, you know, that again, credit to the kids. I told them after the game, you know, there hasn't been a game where they just lay down. You know, we've fought back all the time, and this is a heck of a Sioux Center team.
You knew coming in they were going to be big, they were going to be physical, but defensively, for the most part, you really contained their running game. They didn't really burst for any you know, huge long touchdown runs. If anything, maybe a couple of those touchdown passes on third and fourth downs and things like that maybe hurt you guys more. But defensively, do you feel like you matched up pretty well, or better, or worse, or how do you think that matchup went tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we had them, and I think every week, we have them scouted really well. Our defensive coaches put a ton of time into that. And, you know, I think the weather somewhat kind of stalemated both of us, you know, as far as a run game. They did have one of their better running backs was a little banged up from last week. So I'm sure that had a little something to do with it. But, no, I thought, you know, like you said, the running lanes weren't there. A couple of their chunk yards were if the quarterback kind of made a guy miss and then a broken play and scrambled around. But other than that, you know, and a couple of those unfortunate missed assignments in the passing game, I thought defense was really solid again.
Not the result you guys were wanting tonight. Sioux Center locks up the district. I believe that will extinguish playoff hopes for you guys. Next week, you're at home. You've got Boyden Hole, Rock Valley. What will the week be like coming in next week and hoping to end the season on a high note?
Yeah, it's been, you know, as not as many wins as we wanted this year. Practices have been good. They've been upbeat and positive. So we'll treat it like every week and come ready to work on Monday. And we'll, you know, it'll be senior night for our seniors on Friday. So we'll send them out hopefully with a win and not, unless you're going to win the whole thing, not too many seniors get to end their season on a win. So, you know, kind of looking at it like that. But I like every game this year. Our guys will come. They'll be ready to compete.
Well, safe trip back home. Long bus ride for you guys tonight. And may the heaters be on overdrive.
Like I said, luckily I was smart enough to bring an extra pair of clothes. So we'll see what we can do.
As always, Coach, appreciate your time here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show, and then Jeff will chat with you on the Coach's Show tomorrow.
Yep, appreciate all the coverage all year long, Nick, and go Tigers.
The Tigers fall in Sioux Center tonight 25-6. That was Craig Rowetter on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Well, week 8 in the books. High school football. We'll go through the district standings here, and again, we're going to go Class 3A District 1. That's the one Carroll's in. They got one more game left to play for regular season. Sioux Center right now sits 4-0. Helan's at 3-1. MOC Floyd Valley's at 3-1. Carroll is at 1-3. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at 2-3. And Boyden Hall Rock Valley 0-4. Going to the teams that are done and looking at playoffs, you've got Class A, District 7. Top four teams go. ACGC 6-0. They're in. South Central Calhoun 4-2. They will be the number three seed. They are in. Earlham 4-2. They are the two seed. They are in. ICAM Manning 3-3. They are in as the four seed. So we have South Central Calhoun and ICAM Manning both in the playoffs. Congratulations. Class 2A, District 8, top four go. Kemper 5-0. They're in. Roland Story 4-1. They're the number two seed. Des Moines Christian at 3-2. They are in, and it depends on, I don't know who won. I think it was Greene County. They should be in at 2-3. Otherwise, it's Southeast Valley at 2-3. Sorry, we'll have to look up that score for you. Class 1A, District 2, top four go. Emmitsburg, 5-0. They're in. Manson Northwest Webster at 3-2. They are in. Pocahontas Area, they're 3-2. They're in. Esac County, 2-3. They jump over Sioux Central with the win. They are in. So they're in as a four seed. Congratulations, 2 years in a row. Coach McCullough and Esac in. Eight-man, District 1, top three and two at large. So you have Remsen St. Mary's, 6-0, they're in. Woodbine, number two seed, 4-2, they are in. Boyer Valley, 4-2, they're in. Arweva, top two. So it would be Woodbine and Remsen St. Mary, top three, so Boyer Valley. So those three are in. Arweva has a shot with an at-large. We'll see how that works out for them. Eight-man, District 9, top three go. Audubon, 6-0, your champion, they're in. Glidden-Ralston, congratulations with a great comeback year. 5-1, they're the number two seed. Baxter at 3-3, they are the three seed. Coon Rapids Baird at 3-3, they lost to Baxter. They are the four, so they're looking to get in at large. So we got seven teams in for sure, two that are still trying to get in at large. Let's hear from one of the district champions, Coach Steinkamp, with their big win tonight.
New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM KCM, along with Kick 106.7. Kemper Knights winning 28-0 tonight over Southeast Valley, clinching an undefeated run through the district. They already had the district championship wrapped up. Joining me right now, head coach Ryan Steinkamp. And coach, first, congratulations, especially really good performance in the first half. Defense continued to play well, I thought, in the second half tonight. But you guys undefeated, this one's got to feel pretty good.
It does. I'm happy for the kids. They worked hard for it. They wanted it. I know we clinched it last week, but it wouldn't have felt right unless we played well this week. And this weather was a little tough to play in, but I thought overall we battled, had some adversity, and the kids played hard.
Did the weather tonight impact what you guys wanted to do offensively? I haven't seen you really kind of look at just kind of setting and establishing the run game as much as you guys had done tonight throughout the season. So was that weather impacted, or was that what you thought game plan was, no matter what the weather was like, would be what would be effective in this game?
Oh, it's definitely the weather a little bit. We're happy the way our run game is coming. I thought the O-line did great at times. Casey Pierce, Will Simons, running like animals out there. But obviously, moving the chains in a wet game like this too, ball control, clock control, we got to play things a little slower pace. That's just tough to, get our athletes the ball in space right there. But, I thought when we had to, we definitely made some nice plays.
11-play drive to open the game. You guys punch it in on a one-yard run from Brock Bating on the opening possession of the game to go up 7-0. What was it like to establish kind of that dominance up front early in the game?
That's always important, And they definitely flexed on us a little bit too, moving the ball. So that was like, that's what I knew. I knew going into this game, it was going to be a dogfight. They're well coached. They're tough kids too. So, but our kids definitely had to. That was the big thing. That's kind of a bend but don't break type of night, and this type of year, you got to find ways to get the job done, and our kids did that.
They did have what I had was a 15-play drive on that opening drive. We pretty much had each team had one possession in the first quarter here tonight, Coach. You guys know you get them on, I think it was an intentional grounding or something, and then you get the sack that ended that drive, and you guys end up taking it over on the 45 of your own. What did you guys see there, and what helped you there late in that drive to be able to make that stop? Because they were moving the ball on the ground.
Yeah, that intentional grounding call definitely helped us put them fourth and long, and then we kind of able to put a little bit of a prevent defense and bring Baird off the edge. He's such a good blitzer and stuff, and made a great play.
able to go back down and score again? How big was it to take another drive, control it on the ground, really, and get that 14-0 lead, especially with these weather conditions as it continues to rain here tonight?
Oh, that was huge. No, that was huge. Just got our confidence a little bit. I think it let our defense kind of relax a little bit. You know, like we don't have to get a big stop, and kind of do our job type of deal.
You guys get up 21-0 at halftime, but one thing I noticed, you looked frustrated on that final play of the first half. Hansen broke off, I think, about a 29-yard run. You guys stopped him on the final play of the half at about the 36 of your own. But you didn't look happy with the way the defense closed out that first half.
No, that's kind of calming everybody else down. Everybody else is yelling, get him, my guys. They're 60 yards away. We're in a prevent quarters coverage. Like, I knew that was a risk, but also they had the wind. So I was thinking, you know, they might take a shot here. You know, honestly, I got a little nervous. Especially he was dicing. I was like, oh gosh. But no, it was like, yeah, I was trying to calm everybody else down. Like, guys, it's okay. Halftime, let's go. Like, that's what you give up sometimes in that prevent. Yeah.
Up 21-0 at halftime. What was the conversation like with the guys?
Just gotta keep working. Just keep working hard. Yeah. Yep. So, just told them, you know, not finish game. They've had a couple nice comeback games this year, so we wanted to make sure that we kept battling.
Struggled offensively in the second half. Did they change anything up, or what happened there in the second half that you guys struggled to move the ball?
Yeah, they had a few nice blitzes, honestly. I think they started selling out, you know, bringing six. Yeah, they kind of had a we're gonna bring the whole house mentality. So I think that kind of in this weather, you know, the rain, wind, that's tough to do, and that was a smart move by them.
Coach, you got three interceptions there in the second half, two from Ben and one from DJ. What did you guys do, and why were you so successful stopping their pass game tonight?
Oh, I think we just knew that, you know, they want to run the ball first team, so I told DBs, no, playoff. That way we weren't going to fall for any play-action type deals, and they did a great job of beating the ball hawks out there. That was fun to see. I kind of told them, you know, they like to press sometimes. I know, guys, playoff. If this kind of conditions, you guys are going to make plays on the ball.
Got to ask you about that 17-yard touchdown run. I know it came in the first half, but Will Simon, I called him John Riggins on that one, man. He was just chucking guys off of him on that run.
Yeah, that was great. I was like, you know, I looked away a couple times. I thought he was going down. No, he ended up making that play.
Coach, as you guys pick up the win here tonight, we don't know who you have tomorrow. What's the thought process for you guys heading into the playoffs?
No, just all season long. One game, one play at a time. You can't play for the next game. You got to play for the one right in front of you.
What were you guys work on this week? Because it did look like they maybe exploited some stuff with their ability to run the football tonight.
Yeah, they hit a few spots. Let's go back to watch film a little bit. Work on making the power run game, a few different fronts and stunts type deal.
Coach, I appreciate you joining us here. We know you got to get on the bus, yep. So we'll catch up with you. Talk to you again tomorrow morning on the Peter Ranch Coaches Show.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Ryan Steinkamp joining us again here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Knights again pick up a 28-0 victory over Southeast Valley. They finished the regular season 6-2 overall. They go 5-0 in the district. They have won six straight. The Knights led this one 21-0 at the halftime. They get a late touchdown to really put things away as the defense dominated all night long. Even though they gave up some yards on the ground, they heard coach say it, they bend and did not break here tonight. So the Kemper Knights win it here tonight by a final of 28-0 over Southeast of Valley. I'm Jeff Plankman reporting.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
All right, Blankman's in here dancing. That's all I need to see going into the 11 o'clock hours. Blankman's wiggling his... wiggling something. I don't know what it was he's wiggling, but I don't want to see that ever again. Thank you to Hy-Vee for providing food, and Blankman's had plenty of it, even at Christmas. Taking care of us here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. They also take care of the broadcast crew coming in. Casey's been pretty good. I've seen him snack, but he hasn't been mowing like Blankman. Check out Hy-Vee and their daily deals. Stop in at Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh for great fuel and great food, and say hi to the lawn dog, Lonnie Miller. Well, we're here. We are in week number 9. Week 8 complete, week 9 starting. We got Casey in here, but we're going to hear quick from Coach Lynch. Glidden Ralston wraps up second place, and then we're going to have Casey talk to us about that Arweva game when he gets done. He's going to step out here quick, but we come back, we will hear from Craig Lynch.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone right now is the victorious coach of the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, Craig Lynch, as they rolled St. Edmund tonight, 62-16. Congratulations, coach, and not a bad warm-up for a playoff run.
No, it really wasn't. Thanks, Jim. And it, you know, came out, and I was a little worried tonight because I knew the kids knew we already qualified, and, boy, I think we finished with our best game of the year. Especially offensively, but played well defensively too. So pretty pleasing because St. Ed's is a pretty solid ball club.
Yeah, they started out pretty well and then, you know, kind of ran into a snag. So what were some of the highlights of your game tonight?
Well, I was really proud of the kids because second play of the game, we had their kid crowd in the backfield and he slipped through us and scored. We were down 8-0 within the first 2 minutes, but we came back and immediately drove it down, tied it up, and then from there just kind of dominated the ball game. We played really well on special teams. I think we got 3 turnovers. Kick coverage was great. Scored a kickoff return touchdown tonight, and just had a whole bunch of guys contribute. And even some of the guys, you know, I don't like to call them second string because they rotate in there. But they really stepped up big and made some big plays for us too. So, you know, we consistently drove the ball. We consistently ran the ball and we played really good defense.
Yes. I mean, you know, to get 62 points, you know, and special teams getting a touchdown for sure on the run back on the kickoff. Defensively, who stood out for you tonight?
I think there's a lot of guys that really, really played well. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint them, but up front, you know, we rotate some guys up front. And, the hustle from our group up front was outstanding, running down screens and making some plays from behind for tackles for loss. But, you know, all those guys played well. And then on the back end, you know, we kept guys from getting behind us in St. Ed's. They can throw the ball and have had success throwing the ball all year. And, you know, we didn't give up any big plays on the back end. So, defensively, I was really happy with that effort.
Sounds like pretty much an overall solid effort for your bunch tonight.
Yeah, it really was on both sides of football. Everybody had a chance to contribute. We had some kids get some extended playing time that haven't had that much playing time, and that's good going into the playoffs too, creates some depth.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so now the question, how did, you know, kind of want to talk just a little bit. I know, you know, it's the end of the year, and now you're geared up for the playoffs, but, you know, you had those JV kids. You know, who were some of your standout JV, and how did your JV team do this year?
Well, I think our JV is about a 500 team. JV at 8 players is kind of challenging at times because you float kids back and forth. You know, some kids, especially if you get some injuries at the varsity level, then 1 week you might have a crew playing, and then the next week you might have a whole different crew playing. But those kids, you know, they learned. I was really happy with the effort they gave in practice. That, you know, you tell your team every year that yeah, you know, those practice kids are so important, and those are usually your JV kids. And we had a lot of kids step up, got a lot better. You know, kids that were sophomores, you know, like Trainer Coase and Carson Peters, and Landon Rohrbeck's playing both, you know, Friday night and Monday night. Dawson Majerus does that same thing. And, you know, that Ryan Olderog, he works all off-season long and just works so hard in practice. And, you know, you seeing those guys go out there and have an opportunity to play, and like tonight, giving them an opportunity to play at the varsity level, yeah, it makes you feel good because those kids work just as hard as everyone else and don't get any of the glory on Friday. They wait in their turn. So they had a good year, and we got a good group of kids.
Yeah, I mean, and I get that. I mean, you have to have a good a scout team to prepare the varsity kids for Friday night, and you know that's what those kids, you know, end up doing, and you know they're just as important as the varsity kid for Friday night.
And Jim, the ones that I really admire are, you know, those juniors that can't crack that varsity lineup yet. You know, I got like Perry Armstrong and Jacob Meshick. You know, they can't quite crack a, you know, consistent varsity lineup, but then they go down and lead our JV. So those kids I really admire too, because they put in all that effort as upperclassmen.
All right. So now you said, you know, playoffs.
Yep.
So what? So will you get a home game with? Or it's hard to say right now, and I mean
it's hard to say right now. Points-wise, going into tonight, I don't think we would have. You know, we did our part, 1-17. We'll have to see how the other scores come out. We're right on the line of having that possibility, but you know, we're just going to have to wait till tomorrow morning and see what happens. But you know, we're going to the playoffs playing well, and I just told the kids, I think you can compete with anybody. So now you get to find out. This is all gravy now.
Yeah, and like you said, though, if they're playing now with some confidence, yeah, it'd be great to have a home game. But you know what?
Yeah.
You're not scared to go on the road, are you?
No, not at all.
Because they feel that they can go compete with anybody, and
yep,
let's just line up and let's see what happens.
Yep, and that's what you do in the playoffs. So we'll get that opportunity, and that's good to be able to say.
Well, congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck in your playoff run, and let's hope the Wildcats come home with a victory next week.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, that's been Craig Lynch. Thanks, Craig.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
1, 2, 3.
KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Playoffs? What talk about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Oh, you're hearing the playoff talk because we have 7 teams in, 2 maybes, couple outs. My partner in crime here, Mr. Molitor, steps in and been an interesting night. You know, you got to talk to all the coaches. We're going to hear from Coach Moore here from CRB. Chance for them to get in, possibly. I don't know if he went through the scenarios with you. And then, you know, Arweva, again, possibly a chance to get in. Tough, very tough for those two. They're going to have a lot of things go right for them, but chances.
They need help. They need help. And Chris knows that. But we didn't really want to talk about it too much. But, I flat ask. I said, you know, if it doesn't work out, I said, are you going to try to schedule somebody next week? And he said, no. He says, we're hoping and planning to get a playoff game and go from there. So
yeah, and then so you got those two teams that you know. We'll step back with Arweva. You know, we'll start with Kuhn. I think a couple missed opportunities. I think that very first game of the year, again, didn't matter. But that Baxter game, I was talking to Jeff about it. When they played week zero, Baxter did. Had that week off. Coon played late on a Saturday and then came back, and Baxter had that whole week. And Coon's not going to make any excuses, but I'm going to tell people that game one to game two, there's big opportunities. And you get a whole week extra to practice. That's a big deal going into a district game. And I think that one might have that definitely cost him, because that was, you know, that's the one that's kind of really hurting him right now.
Well, and you know, the other thing is, you know, you when they're not playing, Coon is playing.
Yes.
And so they can, I mean, obviously they have the huddle to sure. watch game film, but they could actually go in person if they really, you know.
Well, and then you rest up. I mean, Coon's getting dinged up, and you're getting a week to rest and heal up, and same.
A couple of your better players got nicked up pretty, you know, a little bit more than your normal bumps and bruises and whatever. That's an extra week to heal.
It is. And then, but how about Arweva? You know, look at last year. They had to forfeit their last game. Didn't have enough players, injury. Here they are. They're sniffing at a playoff. You know, that's a group of kids that's taking their knocks. You know, congratulations to them. And then, same with Glidden. I mean, there's a team that has taken the knocks for the last couple of years. Now they're in. I mean, and looking good.
Yeah. Craig was very, very pleased with their effort tonight and the way they've been playing. He says, you know, they're playing with confidence in all aspects of, I mean, he talked offense, defense, special teams, and, you know.
They're dangerous.
I think they are. They could be very dangerous come playoff time here.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of teams not want to see them. And then how about Esek County? This is 2 years in a row now. They're going to make the playoffs. I mean, they went from really struggling. I know their record in the district isn't great and blah, 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 blah. That's 2 years in a row that they have fought their way into the playoffs. Congratulations to Coach McCullough and Esek County getting in the playoffs for second. It's chipping a chair now.
Yeah, and again, congratulations to Coach McCullough, too. And he was excited about, you know, the possibility, well, not the possibility.
Of
getting ready to play who knows who, you know,
well, and
next
you look
Friday
at
night.
That, it's almost like bowl season for the colleges. Now you got teams getting an extra week of practice. You know you're going to be practicing. Those younger kids are getting more practice time. You know, it does nothing but help. You're in the playoffs. That's 2 years in a row. Now kids are expecting to get in the playoffs. They know what it takes to get there. They've been there once. Now they know coming in here again, nothing but good things will happen from that. So congratulations to those two that fought their way in. And then, you know, you look at Audubon and Kemper. I mean, talk about dominant in their district. I mean, they just kind of handled everybody there.
Yeah, and, you know, like you know, in talking with Sean, you know, they lose their first game to Cam. And then
everybody's been losing to Cam.
Well, right, but then they reel seven straight games off, and they're playing well, and you know they threw the ball. What did he say? Three times tonight.
Yeah, nobody's throwing tonight.
Well,
yeah.
No,
that's
I mean,
the problem.
Because you know, I was, you know, as we were talking, and he said, "Yeah," he said, "I don't remember if it was a touchdown pass, but the other two were on 2-point conversions."
Yeah.
So it's like,
and then IK Manning. You know, they've. I don't want to call it they've struggled. They've had some tough districts. I think they've played well the last few years. They've been right there on the cusp, but here they are getting the playoffs. So we got seven teams that are in the playoffs. You know, I don't know if you'd look back at the beginning of the year, looking at the districts and the teams and everything that was in it, that we would say we have seven teams that were in, or six teams that were in for sure. I mean,
yeah, it's you know, let the fun begin now.
Boy, yeah, and then Kemper. I mean, boy, you talk about dominant. I mean, they've taken on some really good teams out of district as well. You know, they lost to Underwood, but boy, they've looked good all the way through their district, and you know, see where they go. I mean, there's a lot of scenarios. Jeff was in here earlier talking about it. The state requires the home game, the playoff game, to be the late game, so they would be the 7 o'clock game. So. If they were at home, Carroll and Boyd and Hall Rock Valley would have to agree to play early, and I don't think they're. It sounds like Boyd and Hall's not really wanting to do that because they'd have to leave early in the day, but that hasn't been finalized. So, sounds like if they happen to go south, they've got a deal kind of worked out with Panorama to go down in there, and if they happen to go north, they've got a deal I think with BV again. So, you know, it's a tough situation. You know, you would hope the state would have kind of looked at that a little bit, and you know, Carolyn, but it, you know, they did it last year, and they just, it's a scheduling. It's flat scheduling, and I don't understand the districts. I mean, I get that 4A doesn't have it, or 3A doesn't have as many, but starting them later, and it just kind of makes a mess when teams are sharing fields, and they do it in Des Moines, so you would think they would understand it, but tough situation, but it is what it is right at this point, I guess.
It is, and, you know,
it's sad. It's sad.
You work hard to get that home field advantage.
And just hope they, you know, and that's too bad. That's what this field was supposed to be for. And you know, it's tough. And, you know, but in order for Carroll to move the game, Boyden Hall, Rock Valley has to agree to as well. So it's not just, hey, we're going to move it. It's got to be, everybody's got to be in agreement, and it gets tough. So Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, and Carroll, at Carroll, will be a pregame at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KCM with Blankman. The Kemper game, wherever that's going to be at, will be covered. That's a guarantee on Friday night. That will be covered for sure. My guess, that'll be on 106.7 KIKD, and then, or in KKR, I guess. And then you and I got scoreboard show.
No, I'm sorry.
You're out.
I was going to talk to him. Two or three weeks ago with Mr. Danner. And
so that's going to switch. All right. We'll get that switched.
We're going to swap. So.
We're going to swap. All right. Well, I can handle it. You guys are both really good at it, so we're pretty good there. But let's go through scores here pretty quick. I'll take the first one, Class 3A District 1. Sioux Center defeats Carroll 25-6, eliminating Carroll from playoff contention, and they still have a game next week. Helan 34, Sergeant Bluff Luton 14, and it was MOC Floyd Valley 22, Boyden Hall Rock Valley 12.
All right. In Class 2A District 8, Kemper shuts out Southeast Valley 28-0. Roland Story also pitches a shutout against Saydell. That was 49-0. And Des Moines Christian just sneaks by Greene County 34-33.
Class 1A District 2. East Sac County into the playoffs, like we said, 13-6 over Sioux Central Sioux Rapids. Pocahontas Area Blanks Eagle Grove 12-0. And Emmitsburg pounds Manson Northwest Webster 54-6.
All right. In Class A, District 7, Earlham surprises South Central Calhoun 52-14. Loma slips by IKM Manning 31-21. Another shutout here as ACGC shuts out Southwest Valley 41-0. And Riverside takes care of Panorama 62-12.
8-man District 1. It was Boyer Valley 27-20 over Arweva, putting Arweva in trouble to make the playoffs. Newell Fonda 12, Siouxland Christian 6. Woodbine wraps up second place in the district 68-18 over East Mills. And Remsen St. Mary's is your champion. They win by forfeit over West Harrison.
All right. In 8-man District 9, it were the Wheelers of Audubon over Baxter 42-26. The Wildcats from Glidden Ralston over the Gales of St. Edmunds, 62-16. It was Collins Maxwell getting by East Union, 22-16. And the Crusaders from Coon Rapids Baird beat Colo Nesco, 34-20.
We will go through the district standings here as we know it. And again, the pairings will come out tomorrow morning. So Jeff Blankman will have that for you late morning. Start working on that. So we do not know where they're going, but we can tell you who the champions and what their records are. We'll start with Class A, District 7. The top four teams go in this district. ACGC wins the district at 6-0. It'll be Earlham in second. They were 4-2 by defeating South Central Calhoun. South Central Calhoun moves to third in the district at 4-2. And IKM Manning is in at 3-3 in the district. So all this, we got South Central and IKM Manning there, so two from that district. Class 3A, District 1, only the top two go. With one game remaining, Sioux Center is 4-0. They're going to lock up the champion. No, they still got another one to go. So 4-0. Helan is now 3-1. MOC Floyd Valley is 3-1. Carroll is 1-3. Sergeant Bluff Luton is 2-3. And Boyden Hall Rock Valley is 0-4. Class 2A, District 8, top four go. Kemper, They are 6th in the RPI. They are undefeated. They are 5-0. Roland Story will be in now with 4-1. They will be second place. Des Moines Christian will be in at 3-2. And Southeast Valley defeated Greene County last week, so they'll be in at 2-3. So the top four there go. Class 1A, District 2, top four go. Emmitsburg's in at 5-0. Manson Northwest Webster's in at 3-2. East Sac County, they jump into Pocahontas area, I'm sorry, is in at 3-2. And then East Sac County leapfrogs in at 2-3. They pass Sioux Central with the win tonight, so they are in. Congratulations to them. Eight-man District 1, top three go and two at-large in the entire thing. So you got to take the two at-large. We're talking over all eight-man. So it's going to be difficult to get in, but not impossible. Remsen St. Mary's in at 6-0. Woodbine is your second-place team at 4-2. Boyer Valley's in at 4-2 at third place. And then Arweva's odd man out at 3-3. Eight-man District 9, top three go, again, two at-large. Audubon's your champion, 6-0. Congratulations. Glidden Ralston's in at 5-1. And Baxter is in at 3-3. They are tied with Coon Rapids Baird for 3-3, but they won week two. So Coon Rapids Baird needs to get in on the RPI. So that is your champions. So we have Glidden and Audubon. There's two. We have East Sac County's three.
South Central and IKM Manning.
4-5 and Kemper 6. So we have 6 teams in so far, and we'll see who else comes in there. Well, we're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from a happy Coach McCullough. They win 13-6. We'll hear what he has to say after these messages.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, almost guaranteed forever.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight is the victorious coach of the East Sac County Raiders, Eric McCullough, as the Raiders beat Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids 13-6. And congratulations, coach, on a great victory tonight.
Thank you, Jim. You know, we challenged the boys this week, and, you know, it's just the senior class that we've been talking about all season. They really put things together. You know, we got healthy this week. We had a good week of practice, game planned some things, and they just went out and performed.
Yeah. Well, not a lot of points. I suppose the weather wasn't too conducive to a lot of things. So tell us a little bit about how it happened.
Yeah. You know, Jim, and I'll kind of do the best I can from my memory, but, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in a game, but they kicked off to us, and we had a great kickoff return. That was one thing we talked about this week, is we got to get more kickoff returns, get our offense in a better position to be successful. And Carson Schmidt had a great return up, you know, to their 40, 45-yard line, maybe 35-yard line, I'm not sure. But it really set up our offense. We're able to put together, I'm not even sure if we scored on that first drive. I think we ended up punting, but it just set up the field position for us. And our defense came out. You know, Sioux Central really runs that hurry-up type offense. And that was kind of hard for our scout team to kind of pick up. But our coaches and scout team put it together and gave our kids a good look. And our boys did a nice job. We stopped them right away. They had to punt on their first series. And then we, I think, just had some momentum there, and we were able to drive down and score. I believe it was on a, I can't even tell you who scored, but we were running the ball. We were staying in our shotgun. We think it was Charlie Bike got that first touchdown. We kicked the PAT, by Luke Wright, and we go up 7-0. Our defense stepped up again. It was kind of back and forth, I think, for a couple series. And then I think we had good field position. We set up another drive, and I believe it was Tate hit Chandler on a kind of little crossing route, and Chandler was able to sneak in and get a touchdown. They ended up blocking our PAT, or it was a bad snap. It was like everybody else tonight. The weather was just kind of one of those things. But we go up 14-0, and then they put together a drive late in the second quarter. Drove down on us. They ended up scoring, but we stopped them on their 2 points. So we were up 14-6. We had another big stop right before half. They were kind of putting some things together, but our defense stepped up, shut them down. And we were able to kind of escape at halftime. And of course, extended halftime, senior night stuff during half, and then we had pink out stuff. So you just want to make sure you get time to get with your boys and, kind of prepare for that second half and make some adjustments. And we came out in the second half, and it was just kind of back and forth. And our defense did what we needed to. Our offense did what we needed to. We didn't try and do anything, exotic, trying to just keep our ball control, not give any turnovers to a short field for them. And the kids stuck to the game plan, and they just did an excellent job. They might have got a big play, or they were down in four down territory a lot, but we held them. We didn't give up any big runs, any big plays. And then at the end, I believe our defense stopped them. We had the ball with maybe 2:30, 2:45 left in the clock. Our offense got a couple first downs. We were just on our power tee, and Jim, they did it. They had 9-10 guys in the box, and our guys did what they needed to get a first down on 3 downs, and then they burned up their timeouts. I think we ended up 3rd down. We took a delay of game, and I think there was 2 seconds left on the clock, and we just snapped it and had our quarterback take a couple deep steps, and we kneeled on it and walked away with a good senior night victory, 13-6.
Yeah, it sounds like, all the scoring was in the first half, and so my initial thought was, did the weather do a little hampering of things in the second half? But you said, everybody kind of buckled down and with the adjustments, and it kind of became a let's see what field position we can get.
Exactly right. When we
field
out
position
after,
game.
When we came out after halftime, it was pouring a little bit harder. And it was tough because, our offensive line still learned some things. And if we kind of went under center or full house backfield, they kind of went to a 5. And we struggled with that a little bit up front. So we tried to stay in kind of our gun trips. So it kind of made them stay in a forefront with their backers because they want to play man. So then it kind of made it a little harder to get the shotgun snap, good snaps to get that kind of zone read kind of plays going. So we kind of had to really play with that. And then we just, and I think we had some good officials through the whole state. We do. Some things just don't go right for us. And we had 3 or 4 holding penalties called on first down runs. And, it just kind of goes that way sometimes in a game. But our kids did what they needed to kind of bounce through that stuff. I mean, sometimes you're just not sure. You have some adversity like that, how they're going to react. But the kids fought hard, and Sam Julian did a great job of punting, and our punt team did a great job of protecting, and that really kind of helped set up our field position, made it a lot easier for our defense. So that's where I talk about it was a total team effort because we were rotating backs, kind of all night, just making sure we had fresh legs, keeping guys kind of different looks there, and I think that helped a ton.
Yeah, okay. So now you got to prepare for you don't know until tomorrow.
Yeah, we won't know until tomorrow at noon. So, but the big thing is, we our record
4-4.
Yeah, we end up 4-4. You know, we take fourth in the district, probably not where you wanted to go, but when you get a game tonight against Sioux Central and you win, you're in. And when your kids can step up and take on that challenge and you accomplish that challenge, you know, that's the things we need to look at right now and be proud of. And when we find out where we play, we'll worry about that tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's like when I talked to two previous coaches earlier tonight, it's, you know what, you go and you prepare as well as you can, and you basically have to go out and just play and just let it all go.
Yeah, you know, you get in the postseason, all those teams have had success. One time during the district play, you know, it's a lot different than a lot of other sports. You know, not everybody gets to make it. So you're going to have to just line up and play and try and get a game plan through the week and kind of let your kids go out and have some fun.
All right. Hey, congrats on the win tonight, and good luck next week, Eric.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
All right. That's been Eric McCullough, the head man of the East Sac County Raiders.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luke, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Kind of an appropriate song on a wet and woolly Friday night. And Mr. Molitor back in the house. Well, we got KC in here. And KC, you had that Arweva game. Little technical difficulties along the way. But, you know, a fun, interesting game for you. And one we're going to hear from Coach Schaefer's here in a little bit. But they fell 27-20. But sounds like they played pretty good.
They did. And I think more points were scored in the fourth quarter than we had the whole game. It was really weird, because both teams scored on their opening possessions in both the first half and the second half, and that was like all the scoring we had until we got to the fourth quarter.
You know, after watching, let me move this thing out of the way so I can see you. Covering these young guys from Arweva, I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for them, because I remember when they were freshmen and they were just getting pounded. I mean, it was men against the boys, and they were in this tough district with Remsen, and that's when Newell Fonda was good. And they were tough. Now they're in there. They're contending. I mean, they're close to a playoff team. You know, just watching them, I kind of have a little bit of soft spot in my heart for them. You know, and they had to forfeit last year because they didn't have enough players or the smallest.
Kind of like what Wes Harrison had to do.
Yeah, they're the smallest team in eight man, smallest school in eight man, and here they are. You know, they beat Newell Fonda for the first time in forever. They're contending. They had a shot tonight to go to the playoffs or lock themselves into the playoffs. And congratulations to those young men for fighting through. I mean, they could have easily after last year said, you know what, this isn't worth it. We're bailing. And here they are fighting.
Yeah, and even if they don't get in tomorrow, you know, they could still play a week 9 game too. So it's not like really like their season's done with. But yeah, they have a chance to play another game coming up coming up next week, and I think they have a decent shot to get in. Me personally, I don't know how they do all of the points and the RPI and stuff like that.
It's math. It's way over my head. Some of those guys sit there and do that. Sean Burks probably could do it off the top of his head because he sits and studies that crap. He's kind of a nerd that way. I mean, yes, Sean, I'm calling you out. You're kind of a nerd. But he knows all the scenarios. He probably has it pretty well pegged who they're playing. That's how bad he is. But, yeah, you got your RPI, and then you got point differentials and defensive points. Yeah. And, oh, my goodness gracious, it's algebra, and you can at Waddle can tell you I didn't do well in algebra, so we won't be doing that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I just sit here and look. The three teams Arriva lost to are all in the playoffs. Arriva has two wins against playoff teams. So to me, if you give it to somebody else, I think it's kind of hard. But I don't know. I don't know how they do all that stuff, because Arriva has a win against Coon, or not a win against Coon. They have a win against Glidden, at Glidden, and Glidden got second in their district. They have a win against Exira. Exira was one or two in their district. And what really hurt Arriva, I think, was getting blown out by Woodbine and Remsen.
You know, and then you look at, too, you got to remember, it's two in the entire eight-man, which there's a lot of teams in eight-man. You know, you're going to start thinking about Don Bosco's and all those over in that area. So it's going to be really difficult when you look at that, just to try to get in on an at-large. But you know what? They're there in the conversation as well as Coon Rapids Baird. Yep. They're both in the conversation. That's good. I mean, of course, playoffs better, but you know they're not out. You don't look at it and go, oh, nope, you're done. They're in the conversation. They're in the hunt.
Yeah, so what I'm assuming that they're going to look at with the at-large teams is they're going to take like all the teams that finish fourth in their districts and kind of be like, well, who had the best RPI, who had the best, you know, point differential and stuff like that.
Yep, that's where it'll come from. So let's hear from...
They also look geography, too.
They do. They want to try to match it up. So
they want to try to kind of get your... 50-50 Eastern, Western, and...
kind of land it in the middle if they can, because they don't want a lot of travel with those fourth-place teams going. But let's hear from Coach Schaefer on that loss.
Co-head Coach Isaac Schaefer of the Arriva Rockets joining us here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Coach, a tough loss for you guys tonight. You lost 27-20. More points scored in that fourth quarter than were all game. I think the defense played really well tonight for you guys.
Oh, yeah, defense did great. Offense did great, too. Just we kind of made one too many mistakes. Gave up one too many yards and just kind of just collaborated and then obviously just got a little out of hand.
So their first drive, they take it about 6 minutes down the field to open up this football game. Were you guys a little worried that maybe that they could be kind of keeping your high-powered offense off the field early in the game?
See, we weren't really too worried about that. Again, yes, they ate quite a bit of time off, but without high-powered offense, we could always get it up. Just the weather was more bigger out of concern. It's just being slightly wet, and then obviously without speed and agility, wet and speed and agility don't obviously mixed well too well there.
And offensively for you guys, you struggled to run the football a little bit, but it found some success maybe on the edges throwing the football. Was that something you guys knew coming into the game you could find success against this big Boyer Valley front?
Granted, we kind of knew that obviously we got to kind of take the edge. Again, we knew that they were trying to stop us with the edge. So, again, yeah, they kind of had a big front, but that's not the excuse here. But, again, kudos to them. They did a great job stopping and eliminating some of our skill guys here.
And then defensively for you guys did a really nice job stopping their run game in that first half. And then really they didn't have to throw the football a whole bunch tonight. What was it up front you guys were seeing that found success in that first half?
Just our guys were just playing tough. That's kind of the big important thing. Again, you can scheme up anything you want, but if you don't have guys who are willing to play, you can do anything, it won't work. But again, with this group of guys, they are nose to the grindstone and just go give it their all.
Wade Gowd able to find the end zone three times tonight, I believe, or twice tonight for you guys on touchdown passes. The first one was a wheel route. What did you see that you were able to find him on a wheel route? Because you hit him on the same route in the fourth quarter because you got the defense flowing to the far side and able to hit on a backside route.
Kind of how that worked, meaning how we got them wide open. Again, kind of working the middle, which forced them to obviously kind of sink in, which allowed that wheel route to obviously be open. That also helped that Blaine was able to put a lot of these balls on a dime in a spot where only Wade can get.
You guys do fall tonight. Season likely coming to an end. What do you got to say about these seniors that have been on this team?
And with, they're just great here. Harley, Molina, Eminu, again, great leaders. Always nose to the grindstone, never complain. They're just always there showing up, working. Just screw really suck that. Obviously, their senior season is obviously done. Just great. From last year to this year, big steps here. Again, last year, 3-4. We had the fourth of the last game. This year, just a play, a drive away from making playoffs. So, that group, that's, those two seniors should be proud of themselves. Again, we kind of begin their careers, obviously a little struggle with the football program. Now it's taking big strides, and part of it was because of them.
You guys struggled with penalties in that first half. Do you think that's kind of what kind of hurt you guys tonight, was the penalties and the illegal procedures and the illegal motions?
I mean, that's any team. Any team, if you have extra penalties, obviously it's going to hurt you a little bit. Again, I wouldn't call it the main thing, but it is what it is. Again, it's part of football.
Next year, you guys returned a lot of players, a lot of build off into next year. You guys going to come in hungry for next year's season?
I mean, last year, this year, we're going to come off hungry, then just keep on building. That's the plan here.
Isaac, thank you for joining us here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for having me.
That was Arweva head coach Isaac Schaefer's here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Our Rockets lose tonight to Boyer Valley 27-20. We'll take it back to studio here on KCIM and at Kick 106.7.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Well, playoff time is here, guys. We are I'm staring at the two across from me, Casey and Jim, and got some update. Thank you to Nick Brinks. He must be driving down the road reading his email. But so we know Arweva and Coon Rapids Baird have been eliminated. The two at-larges are going to be Turkey Valley and Belle Plaine. So, again, they'll be Eastern Iowa schools. Those two got in. Turkey Valley did defeat Coon Rapids Baird week one. So, not surprising. And then they also listed the second-place teams that were going to be hosting, and Glidden Ralston will not be hosting, so they'll be on the road. So, we've got that much down now. So, we'll go through here. We're kind of leaking. Peeking through, they're telling us who the qualifiers are on the state, so we're kind of blinking through a little bit and trying to get some things in there. So we'll give you some more updates, but we're going to hear from Coach Moore on their loss and their season comes to an end. But here is Coach Moore from Coon Rapids Baird. They lost 34-20.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight at this moment is the Coon Rapids Baird Crusader head man, Chris Moore. As the Crusaders beat Colonesco tonight, 34-20. Congratulations, Coach Moore, on the victory. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, thank you. Just a great effort by the boys tonight. We were down 6-12 at the end of the first half. We threw an interception. They returned for a touchdown right before halftime. And we just challenged the boys at halftime, 24 minutes for the seniors, go out and finish this game, and they did. We just ran the ball, imposed our will on Colo tonight, and just it's a great team effort, and hats off to the boys.
So who are some of your standouts tonight, offensively and defensively?
Caden White Oswald. So White had 180, Caden had 165, and then Parker Hayes added 55, and then Ethan Bauer had a big night on the ground for us, He had 61 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, the ground game was good for us tonight.
So it sounds like you spread the ball out a little bit. A few extra bodies got touches tonight, which is a testament of them working hard and earning some playing time, correct?
Yeah, definitely. We just kind of rotate guys in there, when their number was called, you know, they performed, and it was just great to see.
Well, good. Passing attack tonight. I suppose the weather conditions kind of stopped that a little bit, or did you get some air time?
Yeah, we were 2 for 7 for 49 yards. Cal Hayden had both those catches. He had right before halftime, we hit him on a big pass play. I think he got tackled like at the 5-yard line. So that ended that. Then the rain picked up the second half. We just missed. And so we just went to the ground and pound, and the kids responded well for us.
Oh, that sounds good. Defensively tonight, how did they try to just pound it, or did they try to get it in the air, and what did they try to do paid attention and they stayed home and did their jobs?
Yeah, they put up 20 points, and they were all 3 rushing touchdowns. Their quarterback's really good, pretty quick. He got a couple times running back, got us on a cutback. We just over-pursued, he ran off for a touchdown in the second half. But for the most part, the defense, you know, shut him down. Early on in the first half, we kind of beat ourselves, got a procedure call, they went for it on 4th and 2, fake punt, caught us off guard with that. So we had to, you know, just buckle down. And like I said, the second half, the boys came out and finished the game. And that was led by the defense, just holding them to a 3-and-out and putting pressure on them that way.
All right. Well, hey, obviously you're kind of in a waiting game to see what may happen with you. Any plans, if not, to try to schedule somebody next week, or would this be the end of your season tonight?
Right now we're banking on making the playoffs. Nothing scheduled for next week other than a playoff game that we're hoping for and praying for. I don't know, numbers, we won by 14, so that helps. We were a plus .8. I don't know how the math all works out, the formulas, but I'm hoping it looks like we might be the last team in. I don't know. Like I said, we're just keeping our fingers crossed, praying, and hopefully the good Lord shines some light on us.
Well, hey, you know what? That's all you could do now is just wait and see. And you'll find out tomorrow at 10 or 11 or whatever time that they decide to let those things out.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll find out tonight. They're going to announce the qualifiers and then the matchups they announce tomorrow at 10. So.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to say right now, well, good luck to you and your team, and hope it works out for you, and go Crusaders, huh?
Yeah, it was senior night. We had 4 seniors, Mason Betts, Kate Behrens, Colby Corbson, Trey Rosenbeck. All 4 of those guys played their hearts out tonight, and it was great to see that. Trey Rosenbeck had a great game on defense for us, and Mason and Cade have been 3-year starters on the offensive line off and on for us, and they performed awesome tonight. And then Colby just does it all, offense, defense, just a great athlete, and just want to tell those guys thank you again. We had a great crowd there tonight, and like I said, hopefully things shake out well for us, and go CRB.
All right. That's been Chris Moore, the head man of the Crusaders.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new auto group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new auto group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new auto group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new auto group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Have mercy, week 8 in the books, and we're talking playoffs, and we got one interview to go. Our last one up is Coach Burks, and knowing Coach Burks, he said we saved the best for last. Normally we don't go this late, but Sean, I'll let you have it this one. We're saving the best for last, evidently, so here is Coach Burks on their win, 42-26 to win the district.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone now is the victorious coach of the Ottoman Wheelers, Sean Burks. As the Wheelers defeat Baxter tonight, 42-26, and that also makes them district champs. Congratulations, coach, and tell us a little bit about your game tonight.
Yeah, first of all, thank you. You know, our kids have bought in. They bought in the offseason. They played a brutally tough schedule, and we started out week one with a pretty handily to Cam. So to come back and win the next seven, six of those district games, the vast majority of them against really quality teams, just really proud of the kids. They've bought in. They've believed. My assistant coach has done a tremendous job helping game plan and do everything else. This team has really come together just as a group. You know, they care a lot. It's starting to show. We're getting better every week, and I'm really proud of our group running the table in district play and earning a home playoff game next week. You know, tonight we allowed them to score in the first drive. We came back and answered. It was pretty tight back and forth most of the first half. And then we were able to get it back to two scores in the second half. We made some defensive adjustments. In the second half they had, I think, four drives. They had two four and outs. They had one touchdown drive, and then they had an interception. So three of their four drives were, turnovers or turnover on downs against a high-powered offense. So kudos to our kids. We totally changed what we were doing defensively at halftime. They figured it out on the fly, and they came up really big for us tonight in a big district win.
So Baxter try to run the ball quite a bit, or are they pretty balanced, or are they heavy on the throwing.
Yeah, they throw it a ton. You know, tonight, bad, you know, not great weather to throw, and, you know, they still threw it 35 times. I think they were 20 of 35 for like 170 for us. You know, we were okay with that. We knew they'd throw it a lot. We wanted to make sure they weren't super explosive in the pass game. And overall, I thought we did a good job. I think they had a 16-play drive that ended up a turnover on downs. So credit to our kids. They bent, but they didn't break. They got numerous fourth down stops. They got a really big interception late in the game. They put a lot of pressure. They're no huddle. They're shift. They motion. They throw it well. They're physical. You know, they got some of the biggest linemen we've seen all year, biggest quarterback we've seen. They're really well coached. It was a hard-fought and well-deserved win tonight.
Well, it sounds that way. So for you tonight, were you fairly balanced tonight, passing and running, or were you a little heavier on the run because of the conditions?
I think we had 42 carries or something and three pass attempts, so I don't think that qualifies as balanced.
No.
We did have a big 13-yard touchdown catch, and we threw a couple two-point conversions, so we mixed it up there, I guess, but we kept it on the ground. Aaron had almost 30 carries. Evan had 20-some carries himself. They're the two guys we lean on a lot, and they were big tonight. Aaron and Evan did a nice job. They'll tell you, the guys up front did a nice job. They did some different things against us. They have two really big defensive tackles. They blitz. They change things up. They hit us for a couple losses, but our kids did enough on the ground to come out with a win.
Well, it sounds that way. Well, obviously, you know, you run the table after the first week of the season, and other than, you know, now you get to play at home, you don't know who you get to play until tomorrow, so do you have anything that's special that you're going to do, or are you just going to treat this almost like a regular season game, but it's in the playoffs, so with getting prepared, or maybe do something a little bit different?
Pretty normal. Our JV is done, so Monday they'll be able to come to film and do a little more scout prep for us because they don't have their own game. So we've got that added bonus. Other than that, we go through a normal week. Kids will watch game film tonight and tomorrow and this weekend. As coaches, we'll be putting our film in this weekend, and Monday's a big film day. You know, we'll split up and have our JV guys watch some film this week for a change. And then we'll get after it Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll touch some stuff up Thursday and go from there. But luckily for us, you know, playoffs are on a Friday night and it's at home, so we can stay in a really normal rotation of what we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even Friday now with a home game. So it was a big goal of our kids to win the district, to earn home playoff games. They've done what they needed to get one home playoff game, and hopefully we can do what it takes to get two and three home playoff games. But regardless, we'll have a tough opponent. You look at the three seeds around us, Fremont Mills, Boyer Valley, there's some other ones as well. But those are probably the two most likely opponents to come here. And regardless, whoever we draw, it's playoff football time. They're going to have us circled. That's why everyone plays the games all regular season. And give credit to our kids for being one of the 32 teams left, and big week of preparation to try to be one of the 16 left next Friday night.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations again for the district title, and good luck next Friday night, whoever your opponent is. And like you said before, you know, you get to stay at home, and it's going to be a lot more familiar than going somewhere that you've never been on the road or what have you. So, again, good luck to you and the Wheelers.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage. Apologize to anyone trying to listen to me tonight. There's a late season, no voice, but maybe you could cobble together what I said. So, thanks for the coverage all year long. You guys do a great job, and look forward to having another week.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Hey, that's been Sean Burks, the head man of the Audubon Wheelers.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Oh, 5 to midnight playing a little Sandman to wake you up.
Are you awake over there?
I'm thinking about taking a snooze.
He looks like he hasn't shaved in a month.
Hey, Pot, kettle calling. I at least look better when I have it like this. Well,
you know, Jim never says anything.
He's got that umpire thing. He just knows to sit back and let it ride out and then call the penalty at the end.
I'm surprised he doesn't give me a hard time. I was up bothering Dirk Glenn today during the freshman game, and he was trying to run the scoreboard and the clock and the down and distance thing and everything in that freshman game, and I'm up there chirping in his ear the whole time. So
was that when we were trying to get the
halftime clock started? Yeah. We were talking Nebraska volleyball. We were a little, you know.
Wow.
I was.
Well, we know a little bit more than we knew a few minutes ago. We know that our Weave and Coon Rapids Baird are eliminated, so we're down to 6 teams.
I'm hoping they square off next week.
They might.
You never know. It'd be nice to see them.
You know,
we've got
at least 2 teams playing at home. That'll be Arweva and
Audubon and
Kemper. Hosting. But right. We're called hosting.
Yes.
We don't know where the play is. We know Glidden and Ralston will be on the road.
Which is a bummer.
Yep, that's a bummer for them. But you know what? They're a chip and a chair team. Depending on who they line up with, they're going to scare a lot of teams, and they're going to knock some teams off.
They are, and I like the idea. Whether it happens or not, I don't know, but Casey Miners walks in and goes, wouldn't it be fun if Glidden Ralston played down at Exire Oaker and Kimbledon? And I'm like, it's a nice, easy drive.
I don't think that's happening.
There. You know, it's a really nice press box. That would be okay.
We were kind of looking it over, and there's enough teams down that area. I think they can mix that pot up a little bit and not have all those in there.
One, as much as you like to give Chris Peterson a hard time, I like to pick on Tom down there, Tom Peterson down
there.
It'd be fun to get, you know.
They're easy targets.
Yep.
You know, so,
Craig's, the way he and I were talking, and I basically said, so you're really not afraid to go on the road because of the way your guys are playing now. He says, no.
Yeah,
we'll go wherever, and we'll just line up and play.
The two that are going to be interesting to me is IKM Manning and South Central. Depending on who they line up against, it's the style. You know, they're a tough team with the right styles. If they got those teams, they're going to run downhill at them. Both of those teams are going to struggle. They don't have the size, I don't think, or they don't play that style. But if they can get a team that they can play finesse with, boy, those two teams are dangerous.
I just hope the psyche of South Central okay, because, what, two of the last 3 weeks they've kind of been taken to the woodshed a little bit, and that's, you know, you wonder the mentality of 14, 18-year-old kids with that. You know, they've got good kids and tough kids and everything up there, but, you know, when you've been beat handily two of the last 3 weeks, you wonder where the mind's at.
This Kemper team, you just hope their mindset's right going into it. You know, they look really good. They've come a long way, and and
Coach said some good things in the postgame tonight. But I will tell you that Southeast Valley may have exploited some things tonight physically and run right at them,
which helps.
You know, Doug said tonight that nobody had really done that all year against them, and Southeast Valley had some success with that. So, but it's good to get that out in week eight, not because I don't want it on film for other teams to see, but now you know it, and you can fix it by next week.
And they got East Sac. You know, that's 2 years in a row. You know, congratulations to them. You know,
yes.
I don't care what the record is. You've made it in the playoffs 2 weeks in a row. You fought your way in.
Yeah,
that's a good spot.
Well, they finished four and four this year.
Two and three in the district, but you know it doesn't really matter because it's a tough district and they're in. So congratulations to them. There's a lot of teams that are out. So, you know, we got Carroll. We got a regular season game next week with them, and then you'll figure out with all the different angles and who can go and how and where. And
I'll be looking at so many. I mean, people are going to think this is weird, but I'll be looking at Google Maps tomorrow because I got to look at the facilities. If it's a place I've never been, I got to know, do we have press box space? Where are my guys going to be broadcasting? What's the view going
to
look like?
It does not work well to be in the rain and outside.
I'll check cell phone towers in the area to know if we're going to have good cell reception. There are a ton of things that have to go into making that decision.
So then he'll get the Magic 8 Ball out and shake it. He'll shake it and figure out which games we're doing. Yep. But, you know, I'm planning on coming back for another week after that. I think we're going to get enough teams through that we're going to have three or four or five of them going yet out of six. So it should be fun.
And then hopefully I'll be back for that one.
He's bowling on us. We got
Mr. Danner next week filling in for you, right, if I remember correctly. I think I still had it. I hadn't switched it on my sheet.
Okay.
But I knew it. So
we'll have on KCIM, it'll be the Carroll High game. Kemper will be covered, and he'll figure it out. But we're at the midnight hour. This has been the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. No train wrecks this week, Blankman, so you can just stick that one in your old sunshine pipe.
You know, the funny thing is, though, is I came in and talked to you long enough that you didn't. I got the show over at 11:59:50 last week. You're now at 12:50:53.